I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A new crisis seems to be looming over Nepal's fragile peace process. This week, the government and the judiciary locked horns in the question of another extension to the Constituent Assembly term. Well, failure to come up with a new constitution resets the clock back to 2008. And against that backdrop, Bibles for the World is launching 2012 with a new project, Bibles for Nepal. Moy Padaiti says,
these efforts will also have an indirect multiplying effect among the illiterate population as local churches and new believers engage their communities with the gospel.
Next, the new year will start out a little soggy for people in Colombia. Rainy season usually ends around December, but because of warmer temperatures this year, experts predict that Colombia's flooding will stretch into the first few weeks of January. Compassion International says so far, harsh flooding has damaged the homes of more than 50 families of Compassion-supported children. In this crisis, Compassion ministers Christ's hope by providing shelter to the flood victims. Please pray for their safety. And we know that HIV/AIDS is a serious concern in Africa.
10% of the world's population is bearing roughly 70% of the burden of global HIV and AIDS.
But how do we tangibly do something about it? The Evangelical Alliance Mission's Bud Jackson created a partnership called ANESU to help in at least one nation.
We actually position ourselves in a culturally and linguistically sensitive way to be a bridge that connects churches in North America with the church across Zimbabwe, in a way that allows the churches in North America to find point of entry for meaningful engagement right alongside the church in Zimbabwe.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address, absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded Mission News coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.